You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. Atamarie, Itefano. It is good to have you here. Stella and I are here in body and partially in spirit. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like, you know, trying to pull ourselves together after the Aotearoa Music Awards last night, which was so much fun. Really fantastic celebration of music from across the motu. And it's been an interesting time. There's been a big hiatus, 18 months off from the awards, partly inspired by COVID and the kind of intense weirdness of the last 5 years, but also inspired by trying to, you know, rejig the awards so that they're more representative of a broader swathe of music from this country. And I think it really worked last night. It felt right. The ceremony was amazing. It was down at the Viaduct Event Centre, and it felt very much like for the community, and a lot of different artists from all facets of the sector were really being celebrated last night. Of course, the guest of honour was Dame Henewehi Mohi, who was being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame. Incredibly moving, wonderful tribute from her good friend and old schoolmate, Moana Maniapoto, of course, Moana and the Moa Hunters, who did a really beautiful speech for her. And just a really special night, getting to celebrate a lot of incredible people who have put a lot of mahi into music over the last 2 years, and then also, you know, stretching way further back for someone like Dame Henewehi, who's been really instrumental in bringing things like Waiata anthems to fruition and really championing Waiata Reo Māori in lots of different ways. We're going to get stuck into a little bit of behind the scenes goss, and we've got interviews with lots of winners for you, which we'll be playing out across the show. But let's check in with the red carpet last night. BFM. Kia ora, Stella. Where are we?
We're at the Aotearoa Music Awards, Rachel.
People are streaming in, the bubbles are flowing, the dresses are dressing, the gumboots are gumbootsing, actually.
Yeah.
There's some strong looks going on. Very excited to see what else is happening tonight. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it.
Got the rhythm section representing.
Most important part of the band.
Absolutely, holding it down.
We are holding it down, speeding it up, slowing it down, making it louder.
Nice. We are divided by a stanchion, a nice velvet rope tonight.
It's a safety barrier.
We are divided from the rest of our band by the Pacific Ocean, so I think we can make it work.
We can make this work. What are you guys looking forward to tonight? You're up for a lot of awards, which is pretty exciting. Feeling good about it? Feeling overwhelmed? Feeling happy? What's the vibe?
Yeah, I'm excited to see the new format of this event. It's always cool to see what the brains behind the scene have been up to in this hiatus.
Got any predictions?
Maybe some formation boating in the harbour.
Oh yeah.
Celebrate the new venue.
That would be really
fireworks
good.
Fireworks display from the Sky Tower.
Nice. What would you say to Liz and John, who are not here?
Yeah, I'd say that we miss you guys, but we're stoked to be able to give you the night off.
Can I honk?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Honk! Aouga! Hi, I'm Billy from Gecko and Romank, and you're listening to Aouga! FM. Is that good?
That's
Is that
great.
Content? To wear 3D boobs on their blazers anymore.
Yeah, can you walk us through the fits,
Billy? Make blazers 3D boobs again.
So we've got, who made the 3D boob blazers?
This is by an American woman called Penelope Gazin. She has a brand called Fashion Brand Company.
Love it.
She does a lot of whimsical looks, and this is a 3D boob blazer.
I absolutely love it. The nipple ring is especially
I pierced
excellent.
It myself.
Wow.
I pierced my nipple ring.
DIY.
You can see sports team's footage for the piercing. Extravaganza.
Are you a dermatologist?
No, just a skin freak.
Kia ora, Marlon. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Tell us about this beautiful pin you've got on here.
It was given to me by a special someone, and it's just it's a bow and arrow.
It's,
you know,
gorgeous.
It's cute.
You're keeping it understated, classy tonight. It's nice.
Oh, thank you.
And a nice little Hirasabi earring as well.
All right. Well spotted.
Yeah, love a jewel.
I'm
magpie.
A big Hirasabi fan, so.
Yeah, nice. Hey, Mullen, you're up for quite a few awards tonight. Feeling excited? What's the vibe? What's the energy?
I'm just trying to allay my excitement and just, I mean, I'm just here for a nice time. And, you know, I want to see some live music. I want to hear people give funny speeches. You know, I want to suck it up.
Your body on the line.
I'm Amelia. Kia ora, kia ora. How are you?
I'm knackered, right? I got up at 5 a.m. I went into the airport. I caught the plane. I sat in the plane. It's so dry on the plane, Rach.
Did you have a strong moisturizer with you?
No.
Oh,
and it was
rookie.
A huge mistake. And then so I arrived, and then Zach from Summer Return picked me up at the airport, and now I'm here and I've not done anything else.
It's so nice to have you home. You're up for Best Electronic Artist tonight, which is a really exciting category. How are you feeling about it?
I still don't quite believe it. I feel totally bonkers to be at this big swanky occasion.
You know
me, right?
I know you well. Yeah.
If I wasn't here, I'd be like hitting a cowbell with a spoon in the like living room of my house and like freaking out the cat.
That not how Banana Amelia was made?
Yeah, no, yes, that's what I mean. But like, I can't be doing that if I'm here. It looks bad.
Phaser days. Kia ora, Amelia, how are you?
I am, well, very overwhelmed, but good.
It's a big night, so you've had a really busy time. You've been doing a lot of international travel. Nice to be home.
Still a little bit jet-lagged, but in a nice kind of dreamy way.
Yeah, totally.
Getting out overseas just makes me feel so grateful to have the community we've got here in Aotearoa. It's really strong. We make awesome music here. I go overseas and I'm like, the stuff at home is just as good. Yeah, if not better.
We've got Deep State, another Sun Return legend who's up for Best Electronic Artist tonight. Pretty swanky event.
It's real swanky. Never been to anything like this before, and I was really scared, but I have a free glass of Prosecco, so I'm all good.
Nice, that's what we like to hear. You've also got an incredible faux fur on tonight and a wonderful green dress. What are you looking forward to tonight?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing all the winners. I'm looking forward to the performances and just getting to kind of be here with my family and my friends, and like having Zach and Amelia here is so special as well. So, yeah, the whole night really.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you. What a special evening lined up this night.
Yeah.
You've got great Palestine flag with you there.
I have to.
I've got my kefir on. We're set and ready to go. What are you looking forward to tonight?
Well, I'm looking forward to just connecting with everyone that I haven't seen in a while. And also just new faces and, yeah, just making new connections. That's what music's all about, is just connecting with everybody.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And we've had, you know, a strange few years, and it's nice to be back celebrating in a space with other people. How does it feel to have new music coming out and kind of be in this this context right now?
It feels good. Like, it always feels good for me. Like, it's always a release. That's my way of communicating, so, like, to be able to, like, just put it out there. It feels good to me. But at the same time, I've been sitting on this music for, like, quite a long time, 7 years probably. So, or at the same time, it feels like old energy, but it still has to be released. So, it's like, it's still, there's a new energy in that as well.
You look amazing, first of all. Tell us who your beautiful dress is by.
So this is a dress made by Lola. So it's a custom piece, and I feel very like fun and yeah.
It's just like shimmery purple gorgeousness.
Yeah, a little organza moment. Why not?
Hard out. How are you feeling tonight? This is a pretty special evening. A lot of amazing music being celebrated. What does it mean for you to be here at the Aotearoa Music Awards?
I mean, I feel incredible. I feel like it's such a surprise being here, but I am very grateful, and I think like getting to honour Whai Hinewehi Mohi is one of the big highlights for me tonight, and also being able to platform Te Reo Māori music is something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, good. Excited, nervous, everything.
It's a pretty special evening. How are you feeling to be recognised amongst so many amazing peers?
Really blessed. Really blessed to be nominated for the awards. But all in all, just really happy to be here, to be surrounded by other artists and other people that I look up to. Yeah, it's pretty choice.
Totally. Best dressed person, Tame Iti, I feel, is like a no contest moment.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Matua Tame walking past and I'm just like, damn. He's got it.
He's got stees.
Yeah,
whatever it is, he's
one
got it.
Three.
Yeah, hard out. What are you most looking forward to tonight?
Probably seeing all of our mates perform tonight. I brought my whānau, so it'll be cool to see how they experience the night. They've been talking about Stan and all the other artists performing, so it'll be cool to see how they react as well. I think for me, being a Māori artist, creating Wā Te Reo Māori, that's how I see the music world. And I think it's just the way I've been brought up, the Māori world, Te Reo Māori, being where I write from. I love coming across other artists from different worlds that create English, that create K-pop, all these different kinds of sounds, but they all originate from the world that they're from. And so for me, it's Waiata Māori. I love that there's so many other artists, Māori and non-Māori, that are taking up Waiata Māori and really giving it a go, because that's awesome. And it's awesome for our culture and for our country.
Being approached by Bob Frisbee in safety goggles. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Rachel, how are you going?
I'm good. Well, we've got all the Chelseas here tonight. Hello, Princess Chelsea.
Hello. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Woo!
Give her an exclusive.
Kia ora, Chelsea.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, good.
You look amazing tonight.
Oh, thanks. I love your outfit. Yeah.
This is my care for you. We're matching, Priya.
Yeah, bull.
Slay. You are performing tonight. What are you going to be doing?
This is actually my first music awards.
Oh, wow. First music awards and performing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, yeah.
Feeling nervous, excited?
No, I'm not nervous, but excited, yeah.
You always kick it out the park anyway.
You just got to have fun, eh?
I got to ask where your cool earrings are from, Chelsea. They're like a...
I borrowed them from Jasmine Barmer, the musician. She's from this project called Being, and she's amazing. She lent me her clip-ons, because I don't have my ears pierced.
Nice. They're like got a beautiful silver heart and a big enamel kind of black dot in the middle.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Chelsea, we'll let you get on with your night, but we'll see you on the other side. Thank you for speaking with us.
Nice to see you.
Bye. You too. Chelsea and her band, the Chelseas. If we take a Beth's approach to naming a group, maybe we could just call them the Chelseas. They absolutely ripped up the stage with an incredible performance of Forever as a Charm, all wearing All Blacks jerseys, which was quite crack up as well.
Yeah, rugby.
Yay, rugby. Famously, Princess Chelsea and rugby union.
I love it.
They had really beautiful, like, very acid trippy visuals behind them, mm-hmm. and lots of balloons. It was really good. I think you're going to be able to watch some of these clips back if you missed the live stream last night. RNZ's hosting all of the content, and I think over the next couple of weeks you'll probably be able to get your eyes on it. But yeah, it was a good performance. Great to chat to artists on their way into the awards. We've got all the action as the ceremony rolled out and people started to receive their awards to play out for you across the rest of the show. We're talking about the Aotearoa Music Awards, which were last night here in Auckland, down at the Viaduct Event Centre. No boat formations, though, as Tristan predicted. That was next year. They could get that, I reckon. Yeah. Just close. A bit of a hot tip, you know?
95 BFM.
This is Colourbox by Amelia from the fantastic album Banana Amelia that earned Amelia a nomination and then a win last night at the Aotearoa Music Awards for Best Electronic Artist. In great company in the nominations with Deep State, her label mate at Sun Return, and Ellipsa, who's an amazing drum and bass MC and producer and all-round cool person. We caught up with Amelia just after she'd walked off the stage from winning her award. Got up there, Cara Rickard and Jesse Mulligan handed it to her and asked her some questions, and it was really lovely. You could hear the whole SRN screaming their lungs out in the room. It was really special. This is what Amelia had to say for herself. Here with the Best Electronic Artist for 2024 at the Aotearoa Music Awards, it's Amelia.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I feel totally crazy, Rachel. I'd been practicing my gracious loser face all day.
Oh,
my, like, I'm just happy to be here, face.
Pretty massive room full of people there.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible lineup of artists to be celebrated against. Of course, got to shout out Jess as your label mate.
Yes, absolutely.
On Sun Return. Pretty special to have two artists from a small indie label celebrated for a massive award that also has very rarely seen super indie representation in it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Ellipsa as well. I mean, and like the kind of like lineage she's part of, being like MC Tali's, you know, protege. I feel like everyone who was up there tonight, it was kind of really special to see them there. It was really cool. Real talk, Rach.
Hit me.
I wrote a really long list of thank yous and I didn't get to say any of them.
You got up there.
Because I thought you would get to go up and do a speech, but you don't get to go up and do a speech. You go up and they go, oh, that's awesome. And then they say, do you have anyone to thank?
So do you want to run through your thank yous with us? Because I know you've got a big list of thank yous. Please do.
Because that would mean a lot to me.
Get that little speech out.
Okay, we've got the stuff I said on stage. Yeah. Thanks, Zach from Sun Return. Thank you, Tayo and Margot from Minutes.
Yes.
Going to broadcast this, are you?
We're absolutely going to broadcast this.
Thank you to Madison. I love you more than anything. Thank you for singing on my album, even though you didn't want to. No, she did want to. I'm just being a dick. thanks, Alia, for always listening to my shit demos. Thanks to Matthew Crawley, Rowan Evans, and Sarah Thompson for the advice on shooting news and support. Thanks to Joe, Tom, Hannah, Michael, Simon, Annabelle, Callum, and Francis. For helping. They're all the people who did stuff to do with the album.
Yeah.
And that is very important to me. And then I was going to say, like, Free Palestine, Toi Tutsi, and Transliteration. That was what I was going to say, but I didn't get to do it. Thank you for letting me do it, Rach.
You're always welcome to say any and all of those things. I love you too, Amelia. I miss you too.
I can't believe this is happening.
This is absolutely mental. Can you just come home? We've talked about this before, and I don't want to totally put you on the spot, but
I'll talk about anything right
okay.
now.
Okay, well, you shouted out Ruben at the end.
Yes, I did. I wanted to dedicate the award to Ruben. Sorry, I'm going to cry.
You're allowed
to cry. I've cried on the radio before.
You've cried on the radio quite a few times before. This isn't the first, so let's do this.
Okay. Ruben, who I guess people don't know, made music under the name Totems and also Milk and like a dozen different aliases, but I think he was a really special part of New Zealand music. He kind of opened up a lot of doors for people, and he was just really generous with his time. And
totally.
It's stupid that my voice was going to shake on that, because that was going to be, he taught me how to use Ableton. but he did. He taught me how to use Ableton, and he shared a lot of like really cool music with me, and he was my friend, and I miss him. Yeah. And I wish that he'd won this award.
Yeah, hard. Well...
See you. 95 BFM.
Speaking of winners, best solo artist on the night last night was none other than old mate Marlon Williams. Marlon Williams,
yeah.
You are the best solo artist tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, just kind of surprised.
Surprised?
Like, happily surprised.
Yeah, true.
I didn't expect that. But, like, literally, yeah, just sitting in my seat being like, and fans and days. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a surprise.
I feel like it's been a really nice night of a lot of people being quite taken aback.
Yeah, the wider in the room is real nice.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice to be recognised in this award, I think, with peers like Phaser Days, who you're in the same community, you know?
These yeah.
are like your friends.
It's literally, yeah.
You're literally hanging out at the same pubs,
yeah.
I imagine, in Christchurch.
Totally.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this a lot, but like, you are here as a solo artist, but I know that you bring a lot of like people into this space with you, and this album has been something that was a little solitary journey. But then you've kind of brought your crew along for the live part.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
How's that feel?
I think maybe it's testament to what it is to be a solo artist in some sense, is that you're constantly, you're never an island. You always need help from people. And it's just, yeah, but I think making this record, that record with a bunch of great musicians who are new to me as musicians, was a wonderful and rewarding thing to do. And then, and by the same token, yeah, turning around and like playing with my crew on live, you know, it's but overall it speaks to the fact that no one's ever really alone in this.
The My Boy record is very much like a pandemic album for you as well, which was a solitary experience. So this is kind of all kind of coming full circle in a funny way.
It feels, I mean, I don't know how you feel about the pandemic and lockdowns.
I personally loved it. Oh, the God awards up. Being swapped for a glass of wine, shot. Ooh. Maria. What is it? A sad?
It's a rosé.
A rosé.
It's a rosé.
French?
Dutch. No, I have no idea. Well, but the point was is that it feels a long time ago and far away.
Mm.
But also that there are things that have been unaddressed since that time.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's nice to like remember that was something that happened.
Yeah.
And to celebrate things that came out of it, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I feel like, I mean, I definitely think of this as a record that anchors that time for me in my listening and
nice.
The way I think about it. We've talked about that landscape as well, that Ototahi landscape, Ohineho landscape. Mm. You know, there's something really special in this record about that.
Yeah, it feels like a homey record. And so I'm like, and I guess that's why it feels like a record that doesn't completely belong to me in a lot of ways too.
Well, nice to be able to celebrate it for yourself tonight, Marlon, and for your crew, best solo artist. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rachel.
We'll let you enjoy your fancy wine now.
Cheers.
That was Marlon Williams, Don't Go Back, won Best Solo Artist last night at the Aotearoa Music Awards, and it was just a really special vibe in the room. There were some amazing performances. The space was opened up by an incredible rangatahi kapa haka crew who just like blew the roof off, and no acoustic amplification. That sentence didn't make sense, but you get the gist of what I'm trying to say there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, thank you. They were really, really amazing. There was also a lot of wonderful tributes to Dame Hinewehi Mohi across the night, of course. She was being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame, or as Moana Maniapoto put it, abducted into the Music Hall of Fame, because she is a very humble winner of that award and really had to be convinced into taking it. So very glad that she was abducted into it, because she's really done so much immeasurable work for music in Aotearoa. We're going to listen to your best alternative artist now. Old mate Princess Chelsea took this one out last night after gracing the stage and performing with her band from their fantastic, now multi-award winning album, Everything Is Going To Be All Right.
You and me, we're not meant to be in love, but I can only see you. See you in everything I
Princess Chelsea, the best alternative artist in Aotearoa. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel happy, yes.
I love just how you and your band roll through with the best energy of any group of people in a space, I think. You all look fantastic, you all love each other. It's just like the nicest vibe. It must feel really good to be here celebrating with them as well.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've got a great group of people I work with, really good musicians, and I'm just happy to share the evening with them and also to meet all the other musicians here who I don't know and haven't met.
It's kind of a bit like school assembly or something, like really fancy. Everyone's looking cool. It's prize giving in the best way, you know?
Yeah, everyone's really nice to each other. It's nice. I feel like there's a change or something, because sometimes there's funny business that's gone on in the past, but I don't feel that.
Nah, it feels very supportive and lovely tonight, that's for sure. Tell us a wee bit about what's the performance we're going to see later in the evening?
Well, it's me and the band just playing a song.
Which track are you going to play?
We're playing Forever's a Charm. So, yeah, normally our songs, they veer off the recordings, and this one veers a little.
I love a good veer.
Yeah,
I love when you veer as well. It's always the best.
Everyone was like, can you send through your click track and your backing track? And I was like, we don't have that. But it's between 5 minutes and 5 minutes 40, depending on how much bubbly I've had.
Nice. And are you feeling like it's erring on the 40 or the 5 at
Probably
this point?
Probably 5:30 at the moment. But sick. We've got another hour, so
you could get another bubbles in
the
there.
Bubbles to food ratio.
I think so. Well, Chelsea, we'll let you go and celebrate. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
And congrats again. You know we love you.
Yeah, and you guys have always been supportive of me and heaps of other people.
BFM. Hey, you should start a band.
We're talking about the Aotearoa Music Awards. The Beths, old mates the Beths, took out two last night. Album of the Year for Expert in a Dying Field and Best Group. And the rhythm section, Tristan and Ben were there holding it down. Liz and John are over in the States. So let's hear what they had to say for themselves. Congratulations, the Beths.
Thank you, Rachel.
The Beths rhythm section.
Thank you.
Two quarters of the Beths.
Two halves of the rhythm section, yeah.
Two halves of the rhythm
Together
section.
Together making the complete rhythm section.
Whoa, the maths that my brain just tried to do then. Could you each read out to us what's on the base of the tui in your hands?
Te tino pukaimi o te tau, Album of the Year 2024, The Beths, Expert in a Dying Field.
My one says, Te tino kahui manu taki o te tau. Best Group 2024 the Beths.
Hell yeah. That was so lovely. Such a nice vibe from the crowd down there. Also, it's a very cute photo of Liz and John that you just got sent as well.
Yeah, they've been staying up late watching, and they sent us a beautiful photo and passed on their congratulations.
Nice. Have you guys had a nice night representing for the whole crew tonight here in Tamaki?
Honestly, it's really scary.
You're killing it.
It's not my favourite thing in the world, but, you know, it is a privilege.
Yeah, what I lack in articulation and speech, I try and make up for on the drums.
I feel like anybody who's listening to this tomorrow morning is going to be like, this is the most articulate interview ever. What are you talking about? I feel like this is a very well-deserved couple of awards for a bloody good band who's put out a bunch of great records, but particularly this last one I think is really sat with people in a particular way. How does it feel? Because it's been a bit of time, obviously, since it's been out. How do you guys feel reflecting on it?
We tried to do a really good third record. It's nice to look back on it after a couple of years and realise that in a lot of ways I think we did hit the mark in terms of making something that felt really good to us. And like you're saying, you know, once it's been out in the world for a couple of years, you can see how it sits with everyone who's listened to it.
Yeah, it's had a real kind of lifespan. Like from starting to play the songs live, they've really, I don't know, just been developed and enriched over time, and like hearing people who love the music, hearing them speak about how the songs speak to them and from such a wide variety of events, yeah, it's incredible.
So lovely to see as well the way it's taken off across the world. When you tour around, you know, the States particularly, they love you guys. You played Coachella this year. It was pretty freaking cool. But what does it feel like to be recognised in New Zealand? Does it feel different? Does it feel the same? Thoughts on that?
It feels very significant because this is where we, I think, have had all of our musical education and where, like, our love of music has been fostered. And going to events and awards like this is so overwhelming when you, there are parts of the music industry that you just don't know so much about. And then when you see a fully fledged band come and play so beautifully from a part of the music scene that you are just not that familiar with, it's overwhelming and inspiring.
Yeah, we're still a K-Ro band, and it's still crazy seeing how big the scene is outside of that in New Zealand.
Music's the winner on the night, eh?
Yeah, really is.
Hey, thank you guys so much, Tristan and Ben. Have a great time celebrating. We love the Beths. We'll see you soon.
We love BFM. Thanks, guys.
When you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, from the Beths' excellent and now award-winning album, Expert in a Dying Field. That was really lovely to chat with Tristan and Ben. I think they did a great job. They, you know, famously rhythm sections generally tend to not enjoy talking. Both of them are very good at it, and they did a great job holding it down for the full Beths crew last night.
95.
We're going to play a little bit more Aotearoa Music Award goodness for you now. Mermaidens were up for a bunch of awards last night, and also Lily Paris West from the band was nominated for really amazing mahi that she does in a visual arts space. She's kind of made a lot of album covers over the years for various bands, including her own bands, but she was being recognised tonight for two of those album covers. She had done Expert in a Dying Field for the Beths, and she'd also done Mermaidens' self-titled record. Andrew McLeod was also nominated for The Coin That Broke the Fountain Floor from Clementine Valentine, another beautiful album cover. So last night, Lily's over in the States at the moment, and so Abe Hollingsworth from the band got up and took that award on her behalf.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Lily.
It's me, Lily.
It's you, Lily. Hey, congratulations on your award. What's your award for, Lily?
My award is for my absolutely stunning album art for Mermaidens'
album, which is also my band. I mean, I'm Lily. I don't even know it was for us. I thought it was for the... They just said Lily?
Oh, so wait, you actually...
I just walked up on stage.
Are you just finding out by reading the TUI right now that it's actually for Lily. Your band?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I was like, I'm going to go up if it's Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... It's also me.
Well, congratulations, Abe, Gussie, Lily, and all of the Mermaidens, but especially Lily for
her
art mahi.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you have a nice night pretending to be each and every one of your band
members. I figured
this
was our best shot, because Lily was 2 of 3, so...
Hey, Abe, congrats to Lily.
Congrats to Lily.
Congrats to you.
Congrats to
it was
I was there helping.
You gave notes.
Just sliding in for some credit, eh?
Yeah. It is your album as well, so, well done to all of you. Have a good rest of your night. Sister by Mermaidens from the self-titled record. Thank you very much to Abe for chatting with us. It was pretty hilarious watching Abe's face change as he realised that the award that Lily had won was also for their album.
His record.
He's like, I just assumed it was for the Beths. Which says something about how supportive everyone is of each other in the scene.
Radio B!
Te Marie, e te whanau, you're on BFM. We are recovering from the Aotearoa Music Awards last night. Two people who looked like they were having a really good time was Tom Scott and Haz Beats. They won a bunch of awards. Tom for 2 different projects, Avondale Bowling Club and also for Homebrew. And Haz was recognised as well for his work as a producer. He got Best Producer, presented by Massey University, Haz Beats for Run It Back. Also, Avondale Bowling Club took out Single of the Year for Friday Night at the Liquor Store. And Homebrew as a group got Best Hip Hop Artist as well at the Aotearoa Music Awards. So let's have a little listen to what that duo had to say after Haz's win.
I will never quit drinking. I will never quit drinking. Sunset with a cocktail, having friends walk into your house, bottle of wine, getting on a plane, can I get you something? Double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks. I love the moment someone says, hey, we should get a drink.
There better be some like
rich mahogany or something, eh?
It looks
kind of like Kmart, kind of like.
What does it say on it, Has?
Like made in calcium, I'm sure.
It's a woodwork project. Hey. I think it's made of, I was going to say veneer, but it might be made of paneer, the cheese.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Definitely cedar.
Yeah. It's like light. Yum.
How are you guys feeling about having this in your hot little hands tonight?
I mean, it's cool. Like, but this kind of makes us like grind even more.
Keep working after this. I thought we can retire after this, bro.
You can give up because you got Avondale Bowling Club and shit. I got nothing. I got nothing. This is my return.
And it's a well-deserved return as well. It does feel like, you know, all gags aside, it actually does feel like a really special award tonight. Pretty cool crew of people to be up against as well. And also to be nominated in this like new changed environment that we've got out here. It's cool to see like a really like horrible word diverse, but like an actually diverse lineup of nominees this year.
Like I said, like, you know, this is just an award, but like, you know, I'm gonna go home and still grind. Like
it's just non-stop, man. I've once seen him at 3 a.m. in a hotel and his pants were like halfway down and he was on his laptop still on Fruity Loops. Like, you know, he never rests.
Since the love died, I've been mourning. Since she killed my vibe, I've been mourning. There's something about all this wine I'm pouring. It's got my time distorting. Shit, it's only 9 in the morning, but feels like the darkest night. No matter how many of these bars I write, the sunlight just won't come on. My son like that, where's mom gone? Gotta keep on like numb wrong. Another day here in Babylon, trying to act sweet, but I'm too weak to make it through the week without something strong. Should've went and got some therapy. Instead, I went and got some Hennessy. Mix that with a little bit MD. I don't want nobody pitying me. No such thing as a halfway crook. I do the time for the risk I took. Kids in the back, put the Ray-Bans on. I don't want them to see their old man sook. Turn up the Elton. I'm still standing. No, it ain't helping. But I got a mourner. Trauma. Come too far now to tap out. Gonna drink this red till I black out. Fuck it if I'm never happy again. It's 11 a.m. It's happy out. I'm happy now. So tell me what's so wrong. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. Let me die how I'm wrong. Drinking in the morning. All my best days gone. All of my kingdom falling. I've been trying to carry on, but I've been drinking in the morning. Drinking in the morning. Drinking in the morning. BFM.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us this morning and dealing with our absolute, like, scraping sentences together after a late night and an early morning. It's been a lot of fun celebrating the Aotearoa Music Awards and bringing some chat from the red carpet and the behind the scenes and the winners to you this morning. Congratulations to everyone who won last night or everyone who was nominated. It was a really special evening. Shout outs to Recorded Music for pulling the whole thing off. Cheers to the Beths, Marlon Williams, Princess Chelsea, Amelia, also to everyone who spoke with us on the red carpet, and to Haz Beats and Tom Scott and Abe Hollingsworth from Mermaidens.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.